Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Cole Stratton here, filling in once again for Kevin Pollak, who is shooting War Dogs 2 Peace Cats. Let's meet our alchemist for today. First up, it's the second most interesting man in the world, James Heaney. James, what do you got to do to become number one?
Well, you got to beg people to give reviews for your podcast, because without the reviews, it won't go up. And you know, that's the best way to start. If you want to get big, ask for reviews at the beginning of a podcast.
Timely.
Nice. Timely. Nice.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's the only one in this room to have been abducted by aliens more than once. Vanessa Ragland.
That's a fact.
V, what do these aliens look like?
You know, they look like my family.
Ah.
Isn't that weird?
Freaky.
So strange.
Yeah.
It's freaky.
So you wake up, you feel like you're in your own home.
Ah.
But it's a little off.
Yeah, that's weird.
That makes sense.
Isn't that, are you rolling your eyes at me, Joe?
No.
You live through what I've lived through.
Okay.
Before he paid the bills with acting, he designed high-tech gadgets for British secret agent Mark Gagliardi.
Cheerio!
Mark, what was your greatest device?
The greatest device I ever invented for a British super spy was... if you look at Boris Johnson, the new prime minister's hair, underneath it, it has a Go-Go Gadget copter.
Nice. Oh,
wow. I installed that.
Nice.
Shit. Wow.
Nice.
One thing's for sure, our next alchemist is full on fucking obsessed with Arbor Day. Brad Norman.
Plant a tree!
Brad, what's your deal with trees, man?
I mean, look, you know, I live my life by John Denver's motto. That's far out. You know, and as far as I'm concerned, trees are too far out. They need to be closer. Arbor Day.
Hell yeah.
A platform we
You're
can believe
on
in.
The right side of Arbor Day or the wrong side of Arbor Day for the rest of your life. Make a choice.
And finally, a guy who knows a thing or two about saltwater aquariums, Joey Greer.
Yes, I do.
Joey, what tropical fish are you currently keeping?
Squirrels, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. They adapt to the aquarium soul?
Yeah. They are not good swimmers, though.
Okay. Oh. Figured.
They're trying to claw their way out.
That disturbing image. Let's get to our first scene, then.
Yikes.
All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene suggestion... Hey, all. Love the show. Been listening since the beginning and will keep listening until somehow Kevin hosts 3 consecutive episodes.
Oh,
I mean, I guess that's good for me. Which won't happen, so I'll never be able to stop listening. Here's my idea. A psychologist starts his first day at a clinic and realizes that all the clients coming in are literally animals. He begins to lose his own mind. Keep up the great work, everyone. Brett Bach.
And I must have been 17 or so, and there was just all this noise, and I freaked out, and I would run into the bathroom or into the bed, I'd get just pulled into the other room, and I'd be forced to sit around the family and whatnot, and it was just hard. I don't know what trauma was before that caused me to have that kind of fear and anxiety, but.
And when you say go be with the family, where do you have? Do you somewhere that you go with, like in the living room, everybody just sits together?
Or
it like being with the family?
I'll tell you what, it was pretty traumatic. I mean, like I'm on the floor eating, or I'm outside most of the time, pissing and shitting in the yard. I'm sorry.
You're on the floor. They make you eat on the floor.
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm.
Drink on the floor.
Eat on the floor, drink.
And
you're pissing and shitting outside?
Yeah.
And not in the bathroom? I'm sorry we had to do this over the phone, by the way.
Come in.
Hi, Dr. Rothbury. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
But your next appointment is here.
Oh, great. Sorry, I'm going to have to hang up.
They can wait. They can wait.
Okay, do you want
to? No, I just want to let you. You're pretty much on time. Okay, great.
And is everything okay, doctor?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
I just want to open up about something else.
I actually have another client, though, so I'm going to have to hang up because they're an in-person client.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can keep this going. We can keep this going at some other time.
Yeah, if I'm still around.
If you're still around.
Yeah, I'll call you later, if that's what you want.
Sure. Okay. Sounds great.
I'm probably going to go catch some balls or something, so. okay.
Hi, doctor.
Oh, hello. Come on in.
Anywhere? Or?
Preferably on the couch.
I'd love the top's okay?
Yeah, the top of the couch is fine. Something bothering you?
A lot of things.
Did you want to talk about them? We don't know. Oh wow, you're quite aloof. Is that the word I would use?
Someone pulled my fingernails out.
Oh dear God, that sounds horrifying. Well, let me see your fingers. Oh,
nailless.
Yeah, I can see that, and quite covered in hair, and lovely hair it is.
Thank you. So how I'm not does this sure. Work?
You just start talking and tell me everything that's bothering you.
Bothering me?
Yeah, anything at all.
I can't get comfortable.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And
as you're trying
to. And when I do get comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Something bothers me, you know.
Well, that's a common thing with a lot of people.
And sunbeams shift throughout the day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look,
it's exhausting.
I have a chart here on the wall of different anxieties. Okay, I'd like you to let me grab my laser pointer. I'm just going to point to different. What is? Oh God! What is? Okay, I'll put it down. It's gone.
It had no substance. No substance at all.
I'm not trying to body shame you at all, but it seems like
I don't like the way this sentence started.
You've let your whiskers grow quite long. Oh. They're just jutting straight out the side of your face.
They help me balance.
They help you pounce.
Balance.
Oh, balance.
You ever just hear a sound?
Yeah, lots of times.
And
all
you
day.
Think, is that a can of tuna? And your hopes get up, you know, and you think maybe things have changed. And you go in, and it's black beans, and it's not for you. Do you know what I'm saying, Doctor?
These are
the people I live with. This is my home life.
Well, everyone seems
to be having
these
series of unfortunate. Did I tell you
events?
About the sunbeams?
Yes, that they move
they
throughout,
shift
the day.
Throughout the day.
Well, the sun moves
they
in the
shift
course
throughout the.
I'm here to check in for the next appointment.
Great. What's your name?
I'm a little bit early. My name is Steve.
Oh, Steve. That's right. You called earlier.
If we could accommodate me early,
right,
it would be good.
You wanted to make sure that the office itself was hotter.
Hot. Yeah, hotter than right. It was last time.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I remember that. We're all set to see you in just a few minutes if you just want to have a seat.
I'll just stay underneath the couch if that's all right.
You know, I'm afraid of someone, you know, like coming in here and seeing you and like kind of being surprised that they're seeing you. So like maybe not hide to jump out, just kind of stay out where everyone can see you. So if the doctor comes
I
out,
I
can
see how
you.
It is. I'll stay on the cushions then.
Great.
I'm confused. I had a 3:30, but this guy also has a 3:30. I'm wiggling my ears. I'm so angry.
Okay, well, and remind me again what your name is?
My name is Doof. I'm one of Pablo Escobar's hippopotami.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. Okay, now, you aren't afraid of, let's say, serpents or anything like that. Do those scare you at all?
Not at all.
Okay, well, then
I have many friends that are that way.
Okay, well, just have a seat, and the doctor will be right with you, and I'll let him know that you two are here.
Okay, this seat is mine now.
The sand in that is a Zen garden. It's for
this
me
is
to.
Perfect.
It's
for
this me
will
to be rake.
For me. This
it's
will
for
be
me
fine.
To
Don't
rake.
Don't worry about it. This
when
be,
I. Okay. Well,
hey,
our
doctor,
time.
Doctor, have you ever given someone a gift and they don't even like it? A little corpse.
Yes, I have. Is that why you brought this mouse in here?
Mm-hmm. You didn't say a damn thing.
Thank
did you?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to have to. Our time is up. I'm going to have to ask you,
To what?
To leave, actually.
I'm going to take a nap right here.
Okay, great.
Fuck you.
All right. Well, I'm not going to stick my hand out and try to move you because the last time I did that, you hissed at me. All right. Yes.
Sorry, doctor, it seems you're a little double booked at 3:30.
Oh, yeah.
Who would you like to see first, Steve or Doof?
Why don't you just put, remind me, Steve's the snake, Doof is the hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus, yeah.
Let me just do this. I got a long afternoon, so let's just do this simultaneously.
Okay, great. I'll bring them both in. Sure. Okay, fellas, the doctor will see you now.
Hi, guys. Great to see you.
Hey, it's good to see you, too. This is a group therapy scenario, and I'm into it.
Great. We'll just tell each other about all of our problems.
I typically prefer to go solo.
Well, unfortunately, we double booked today, and I know you were a last minute addition. So,
and you've left this on the floor for me. I prefer it to be wiggly.
Yeah, this mouse is.
I'll eat it anyway.
Okay. Great. Well, while he's wolfing down that mouse, I'm sorry, snaking down that mouse, Doof, what seems to be, what's bothering you, buddy? Is it because your boss is gone? I read it in the news.
Yeah, he's gone and I'm alone. My brothers have moved on too because they are smart. I am just by myself now and I'm not sure what to do anymore. And I also, my HBO Go password is expired.
Well, that, I mean, you can, I'm sure, get an HBO Go password.
I don't know how to do that. I don't even know how to log on.
Well, then you won't have to worry about it much, will you?
I just pretend that the side of the building is HBO and I watch it.
We had to ask, we were going to ask you about that one of those parking spaces. We actually need all those parking spaces.
How do you do?
Hey. Hey, hi. Hi. Your name, please?
Are you here to see the doctor? My name is, yes, that is.
Okay.
It's Chester... Lemon.
Chester Lemon?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
How are you? Yeah.
I'm good.
That was a beautiful office. First time seeing the doctor.
Yeah.
Some people will call me an animal, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm sure they do. We deal with all kinds here.
A little sex animal, huh?
Oh, yeah. To be totally honest with you, I'm starting to get a little turned off. Personally, by
turned
animals.
Off
by animals. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
This well, seemed like a lot of responsibility, and I like my freedom.
Oh yeah, I get that. I'm all about freedom.
Sure. Yeah.
USA all the way.
Did you have an appointment with the doctor today, Mr. Lamont?
I did. I had it at 7:45 p.m. I'm here a little early.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. I thought I might just hang out, see the space, get to know it, put my stank on it.
You know what? Sure. Why don't you sit down and
you got it.
Relax. Would you like something to drink?
Yeah, I'll take a brandy if you got it.
I'm sorry, we don't. We might. I don't know.
I brought my own.
But I was thinking more like coffee or Coke.
No, brandy's fine. Would you like a glass?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm on duty.
All right, you two, stop fighting. I told you that this is not how group therapy is supposed to work.
I'm not touching you. Am I bothering you? I'm not touching you. Am I bothering you?
It's bothering me very much. Yeah, I could kill you in one small snip.
Clearly it is bothering him. Yes, technically you're not touching him, but...
You're very close to my personal area.
I hate to interject. I've been on the windowsill. You couldn't kill him.
Oh, no?
No. You don't have arms or legs.
Hey, do not egg. You don't have arms or legs. Do not egg Steve on. Do not
egg Steve on. I could swallow you up in one subtle scoop.
A scoop and a snip? What are you talking about?
A snip and a scoop and a subtle and a...
You can't snip or scoop. You got no arms and no legs.
I'm coming at you.
Oh, go ahead. I'm up here. You can't climb.
Hey,
lift me up. Lift me up.
Don't lift him up.
Doof, do not lift him up.
But I was told not to, so now I wanna.
Oh,
don't do it.
So, would you like a piece of the steak at all, or?
Oh, Mr. Lamont. Would I like a piece of that steak? What are you implying?
Nothing. I'm just, I'm going to be here for a while. Might as well set up a little dinner table for myself.
Well, congratulations, sir. You have made a 63-year-old woman blush.
63?
Yeah.
I thought you were 21.
Well, I run distance running. Yeah. So I'm still very tight.
That's great. Yeah.
Very cardiovascularly fit.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. So am I.
It's very open-minded.
Oh, me as well.
Cloris, I could use a hand. There's chaos in here.
You know what? I need to bring this spray bottle into the doctor. Can you hold on for just one second?
I can hold on all day.
Okay.
Go on.
And will you get the hippos back while you're at it?
Sure, sure.
That feels good. I enjoyed this. Thank you, doctor. This session's been illuminating for me. If you need me, I'll be in the parking lot finishing season 3 of The Wire.
Again, we need that parking space. You know what? Fuck it. Just take the parking space for a little while.
Why haven't you watched The Wire yet?
Is there anything else I can do for you right now, doctor?
Yeah, you can send in any other patients that I have.
Okay. Well,
we're going to do a bit of a round robin group therapy
session. Mr. Lamont is here. Chester Lamont.
Chester Lamont. Great.
He's just about finished with his brandy and steak. I'll send him right in.
If he needs to finish up with a dessert course or something. But wait a minute. What?
Well, he just brought a little snack with him, and he seems to like to drink alcohol with his steaks.
This is why I don't normally deal with humans. All right, bring him in.
Mr. Lamont, the doctor will see you now.
Just give me one second. I'm just dipping my steak in this brandy. Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Lamond. Lamond or Lamond's? I can't read on this thing. There's brandy on the paper.
The S is for the best.
That's my line.
What the fuck is that? What the holy shit?
That's a snake. Don't worry about him. That's
fucking...
Whoa.
Holy shit, are you all right?
Whoa, calm down.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Holy fuck.
Are you, Steve, are you okay?
Oh, my God. What do you mean, it's Steve? Are you okay? It's a...
Yeah.
It's a diamondback.
All right, hold on now. These diamondback or not, he's one of my clients, and he's been with me for years. Yeah. Yeah, Steve is one of my clients. And yes, you are one of my
clients.
I'm
allergic to cats.
Oh, what are you doing? That is... She's been one of my...
Doc, I forgot my trapper keeper.
No, don't come back in here, dude. Don't come back. Oh, my God. This...
So thick, such a thick skull. Working up a brandy sweat.
You have just stomped to death my three clients of.
That's why I wear cowboy boots.
Doctor, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I swear I heard a kerfuffle and then someone shout my name, Brandy Sweat.
I said Brandy Sweat.
That's my name.
Brandy. Brandy, really? Just can you just go back outside and see if Cloris needs anything?
Okay, so no one called for
me. Just see if Cloris needs anything, Brandy, please. No, I'm sorry, she's new.
She is new.
I let him call me Cloris.
I like it.
All right. This is highly inappropriate. I hope you know that nobody else comes into a session like this, murders three clients, and then takes over the room. This is highly irregular, and I'm not even sure that I can objectively listen to your problems right
now.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Lamont. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
You know what? I'm going to ask myself to leave.
I already asked you to leave.
But I didn't hear it, and I'm asking myself to leave.
But you said it right after
so
I said
So you were
it.
Listening to me. So you did listen to me.
I guess technically I did.
So I guess you do want to listen.
What seems to be the problem, Mr. Lamont?
That was the greatest summer
what
of my
fuck?
Life.
Oh, thank God he's alive.
And that's that one.
Okay. So you're running out of time.
We just proved that animal minds are just dumb.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. And there's no reason to explore that field of psychology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's We're watching The Wire. Something's work. Be said there.
Wait, the hippo's the smart one? Yeah. Yeah.
He was watching The Wall. Yeah, well.
He was watching The Wire, though. That's a great show.
It's really good.
True.
All right, scene
Disagree.
Number two.
Hot take.
What?
Stop.
Next.
Our second scene suggestion. Hi all, my suggestion is organizing and putting on a world record attempt, such as the most people standing on their head at the same time. Love the show. Anonymous from Vancouver, Canada.
Oh. Ooh. The hacker?
You want to place bets on who it was?
The no. hacker.
The hacker?
Can we just team up for a second and stop talking more online jargon, please?
Yeah, bring it in, guys.
Oh, and girls.
And girls. Bring it in, guys and girls.
Just one girl.
Okay, bring it in, guys and girl.
Let's just come up with another word so we don't have to keep saying guys and girl.
We can say people.
Where I'm from, we say y'all.
Team.
Team. Great, team.
Bring it in, team. All right.
We're here.
We okay. brought it in. I'm here. Let's do this.
All right. Well, are we gonna set this world record or what?
I don't know.
Are these sausages going to get eaten or not? Are these bunnies going to get snapped? What's going on?
Look, let's just focus on the bunnies getting snapped.
No, I was going to say opposite. I don't want to snap the bunnies.
What are you talking about? That's a world record that's never been set yet.
We could snap two bunnies.
The record for most bunnies snapped in a minute is 47 bunnies.
We can beat that. We can.
Who did that?
A high school team out of Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah. A really angry one.
Is that in the book?
Yes.
Yeah. Technically, there are lots of things in the book. I'm sorry. While you're deciding on what exactly record you want to break, I've just been quietly standing here in my blazer with my binder and my stopwatch. And
stop explaining what you look like.
None of you seemed to notice me as you were just.
He's the official record keeper from Guinness.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
I'm sorry about about my tone.
Doug, yes. Doug, why didn't you tell us that?
That will go down on your report.
I'm sorry, I invited him because we needed to have someone to prove.
Well, of course we did. I understand that. We need an official from the world record people here to verify our world record. I don't understand what's so hard to understand.
No one told me.
You've all that I can clearly see at this point is that you have placed several items on a table and are now determining what you can possibly do to break a world record with them. You don't have to break a world record to feel validated as people. I see this a lot.
You know what? That's exactly what somebody like him would say.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly what somebody like him would say. Some lobbyist from big records.
I'm just saying. I see this a lot every day. People try to validate their lives by breaking a record, and some records just don't need to even be set.
Shut the fuck up, okay? We're gonna break records.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah.
No, fuck that, okay? I'm here to make my name last forever.
Well, exactly. There's rabbits and sausages and all kinds of assorted detritus on this table here.
We
want to
be immortal.
This is what I keep
Sir,
hearing.
Sir, can I ask you which records have already been established that involve sausages and rabbits?
Good question, Twog.
Well, there's the aforementioned rabbit snapping episode.
Right.
What else?
The number of sausages eaten in a minute.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
By a team.
By a team. Mm-hmm. By an individual. And oddly enough, there's a. I shouldn't tell you this. There's a record might be real easy to break.
Okay.
Well, the record for sausages eaten by a rabbit is only one in a full minute. So,
I'm thinking.
Yeah, but then the rabbit gets the credit. We don't get the credit.
No, I was thinking we could be a human centipede.
I don't know where that's going.
Wait, hold on a second. Maybe
let's hear her out.
Eating the sausages.
And then we
because if a group has done it, and an individual has done it, but has a group as an individual done it?
No, has anyone human centipede a sausage?
I don't think this is a.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Not a try.
I wanted to be the top.
I want to be the end.
I mean, yeah, I'll be in wherever. I just don't want to be down on my hands and knees too long because I do have a sore hip.
Let's do it seated, so we'll all be on top of each other stacked. It'll make it go quicker.
How does that? Wait a minute. We're going to need way more tables and chairs.
I got to be honest. I feel uncomfortable. If we start down this path, it's going to end up with us ass to mouth for a long period of time.
Okay, Doug, then you're out then, Doug.
Okay,
I guess I'm out. I guess you don't live forever.
Well, I'm bringing with my Guinness record tracker record keeper.
Well, goodbye, everybody. No. I'm going with Doug.
No, okay, we won't centipede.
Fine.
Thank you. I don't mean to be an naysayer, but I didn't want to human centipede today.
Well,
what a human centipede is?
Yeah.
Mr. Record Keeper, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Sorry, we're just in a dog kennel. Just come over here for a second. I don't know how close you and Doug are.
Why are we ducking?
We're ducking there's just a low overhang and the wood might start swinging and knock one of our heads off. So just, I don't know if you like getting your foot rubbed or something like that, but maybe.
Feet?
Foot.
Okay.
More than one. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe, I don't know what Doug's offering, but I can offer you something if you want to hang out with us. Huh?
So you're offering me to stick around so that you can make a human centipede, and in return, I receive a foot rub.
Or something like that, yeah.
I'm going to respectfully say no thank you.
Okay, wait, hold on. Maybe.
Give him some money. here's some money.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to use this money, and I'll suck your feet.
I love it when we team up against Doug. It's always fun.
Thanks.
Yeah. Keep going.
Thanks. I just got paid a lot of money to suck your feet.
I'd appreciate that if you wouldn't suck my feet.
Oh, okay. All right.
What's the record for foot sucking?
Technically, the record for foot sucking is all 10 toes in less than 1 second.
Well, let's try that. Let's human centipede that up and then put his toes in one of our mouths.
Wait, ass to toe to mouth?
Well, yes, and I'll be at the back.
I don't think we have to human centipede for this one.
God damn it.
I mean, I was all for it for the one that made sense, but this doesn't seem like it makes sense.
Doug, come into my office. Come into my office.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it's about your report from your last field report. What exactly did these kids try to do? Because the pictures, I don't even know if I'm holding them upside down.
That one's actually, you're looking at the back of the picture.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's even, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess we could technically award them most attempts.
How many people is this?
That well, that's about six people and two rabbits.
Rabbits?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. I just wash my mouth out.
I'd say they did in fact get my toes sucked in almost 1 second, but they were just over the record 1.2.
Look, Doug.
We got to give them something.
Wait, look. Look, Doug, you have a very strong stomach. You're a good agent. You're a good Guinness agent.
Thank you.
I mean,
Thank you, Mr. Guinness.
I have to show this to a GIA, to Guinness Internal Affairs. We have to get to the bottom of this.
I told you everything that happened.
I know, and yet it still is some sort of incomprehensible nightmare.
Guinness, you have to quit. You keep coming home with all these terrible things. You don't talk to me anymore.
I just can't unseat.
Mommy, I miss Daddy.
I miss Daddy too.
I can't unseat.
Look at your daughter, please.
Look at me, Daddy.
There's no such thing as innocence.
What do you mean?
Anymore.
Guinness, what do you mean? There's so much innocence. Look at our daughter.
You haven't seen what I've seen. Leave me alone with my scotch.
Guinness. Honey, we're going to go on a little trip, okay?
I don't want to go on a vacation.
We're going to go on a trip, okay? Pack your stuff.
I don't have that many things.
Pack.
Hey, Guinness, we see these photos of you drinking scotch.
Yes, I have. Sorry, the last...
Throw the book out and boil!
The last 6 or 7 months have been sort of in and out. We tried to set this world record, and I sent one of my best field agents out to God knows where to see these kids do...
Son, we're Guinness here. Okay, do you understand that? This is an Irish corporation. No Scotch be drinking here. Irish whiskey only thing that's going to be coming down your throat.
No one that? Respects that more than I do, gentlemen.
Then why are you drinking Scotch?
Well, to unlearn things that I've learned.
Well, that's interesting. We gave you the name. You're part of the family.
You know what? You know what, you guys? Just look at the pictures. Here's the pictures. Look at the pictures.
All right, let's take a look then. Right.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's like a bunch of people try to do a human centipede with animals without knowing what a human centipede is.
Mother Mary, Donny Boy.
Yeah.
Hi.
It looks like a Hieronymus Bosch painting.
This is disturbing.
What is that a butt?
Mine?
No, in that picture, is that a butt? I still don't know.
Are you looking at my butt?
No, I'm looking at the thing in the picture. Is it a butt or what?
Are you pointing at my butt or are you pointing at the picture?
No, I'm pointing at the picture. I can't look at it.
I hear what you're saying, goodness. But your hand is being pointed to my butt.
I'm going to pour scotch for us all.
Oh, that sounds good.
Here we go.
Well, this is a day then. This is a day for all of us to be drinking scotch.
Well, I'd say this might be a world record. Most Irish people sitting around drinking scotch ever.
Right, it might be at this.
But is that something we want to memorialize?
I don't know if we want it in the book.
Maybe then. If we human centipede it.
I listen to Moira. Listen to Moira. Idea there.
I rarely contribute an idea, but when I do, it's a nice one.
That's not a bad idea. Let's human centipede us up, I'll be at the end. Guinness.
Yes.
You're a part of this now. You're going to be centipeded up.
I mean, why not? There's no such thing
as... The pipes are calling.
There's no such thing as a soul. So I may as well just do it. Why not? Just get really disgusted with it. And maybe after I kind of look at the guy in the mirror.
Are you
again,
looking at his butt? And
you're looking at me, butt boy.
Why are you looking at his butt?
I'm going to do stuff to that you don't even understand. I don't even understand.
You're going to put your mouth on it and suction.
I'm going to put my full foot in it first.
You're not putting your foot in my anus.
All of my toes.
Take
all of my toes.
You're sucked back onto your foot.
Apparently, you're going to suck them, and bunnies are going to watch.
All right, Guinness, calm down
there. That's the whole life. That's all it ever
Guinness,
is.
Guinness, calm down, Guinness.
I mean, you can't unsee the screams.
Get off the table.
You can't hear the pictures.
Get off the table, Guinness.
Put your socks on your foot.
The sweet embrace of death.
Guinness, stop kicking at my face, Guinness.
Some kind of mermaid song on the
rocks. Guinness, calm down.
And all I think to myself is tie. Take me. Take me away to a place where my bones are dust and it's 100 years from now and no one understands anymore. I'm jumping out the window.
No, Guinness. No.
Is that a record? That's a pretty high window.
Look, just don't give me a ticket, all right? Just for one fucking second. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
You have hit somebody with your car, sir.
What?
You have hit somebody with your car, sir.
Sir, that's a double whammy.
Homicide.
That's a double whammy. We got a homicide.
That's right. That's a homicide. You're coming to jail.
What the fuck?
Put your hands behind your back.
'twas the day that Guinness tumbled out a window and he fell onto a car.
On the car!
And that day, the day the record book went blank.
Thank you all for being here for the funeral of Arthur Guinness, named after Arthur Guinness, who made Guinness, but not T. Arthur Guinness, who made Guinness. A lot of people here know him as a man who was part of the World Record Federation and was able to give us a lot of information about the things that happened. We have here his wife and bereaved child to give a very light eulogy, very quick eulogy.
I had something sort of long prepared. It's 3 pages, single-spaced.
That's fine. Just very quick.
But you prepared them all for a short eulogy.
I know.
They're going to turn on me if I keep going.
I'm just here to determine whether or not this is going to set the Guinness record for the world's shortest eulogy. So.
Dead. Sad.
And you, yeah, it looks like you did it. That's it. So
we're putting
you in the book.
Twas the day the new record was set. Dring. And the book had a new entry. Dring. The widow Guinness. She did it that day. Dring. And the villagers rejoiced and sang.
Hey, I was at the funeral and I heard you singing.
Hey.
And that was fantastic.
Thank you.
I have a little party I'm throwing for just me and one other friend. I'd love for you to come over and sing if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, sure. Can't turn down a gig then, can I?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey.
Do you have any dietary restrictions or anything like that?
Oh, I can't have gluten.
Okay. Yeah. No bread. No problem. Yeah.
I say it's done.
Yeah.
What time's the gig then?
The gig's going to be at 3 p.m. all the way to 3 a.m.
Ah, 12 hours uninterrupted. Sounds good to me. I've got a set for that, yes.
Okay, great.
Right. Are you okay with cover songs?
Say again?
Are you okay with covers?
I just didn't hear that.
Covers.
I just don't.
C-O-V-E-R-S, cover songs. You know, because like 12 hours uninterrupted is hard to do all originals. I mean, I've got a lot. I've got at least like 11 and a half, but 30 minutes are going to be covers, mostly Van Morrison.
I don't really know what you said, but I...
Just take me to the gig there, lad.
Okay. All right. just hold my hand.
All right.
Let's go to it.
Who the fuck is that you're holding hands with?
This is the musician.
You're holding hands?
Yes, he needed to be guided here. All right.
This was supposed to be our party.
I understand that, but we need the music. I'm not going to just have Spotify for 12 fucking hours. All right, please, whenever you're ready.
All right, then. 'Twas the day.
So,
two guys had a party.
It was just,
themselves. Nobody else
really,
was there.
Really a frustrating thing. I didn't need music for this party.
What do you mean? Every party. Can you keep playing?
Sure.
Bread delivery.
Thank you. Just snake it under the door.
Lots of bread.
Yeah, just snake it under the door.
It's too big.
Snake it.
It's too big.
Snake it.
It's not dough. It's baked bread.
I understand
asshole.
That I'm not opening the door, so punching through.
Punching through?
Punching through.
What's going on?
Just open the door.
Open the door right now.
Hello?
Hello, you hear me? Punching through.
What a marvelous day for a moon dance.
Somebody dirging in there?
Dirging?
It's a wonderful day.
What is that, like?
Sounds like a dirge.
Is it like a type of music or something?
I think it's a funeral song. It
just
sounds like a dirge.
Just slide the bread under the door.
Just slide it under.
I don't have a knife to make it into thin enough slices.
We don't care. Just slide it through.
Wait, I loved your sing song there. You want to join me band?
Who said that?
Hi, on the other side of the door, the musician here.
Open this door.
Don't open it.
Was it a the musician opened the door?
He's singing what he's doing. He's singing what he's doing.
My bread.
Doug, I'd like to offer you your boss's old job.
Oh, goodness.
The head of the Guinness World Records Guinness operation.
I'm not going to have to be involved in any human centipedes, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Doug. Mm-hmm. You're out of all the...
Please let the thing that you tell me not be... Out of that all, I have to be involved in human centipedes.
Let me finish. Let me finish. This is a big moment.
You're right. Hold on. Let me turn this spotlight on. Okay, go ahead.
Out of all the employees here at Guinness, you are the man who can see the unseen and remain unflappable.
Yeah.
And we need that kind of steady, level-headed guidance at the top of Guinness. You understand?
I do.
Okay. That's why I'm going to recommend you to the board of drunken chairmen.
Oh, I wish we had time to see that. That's that one, guys. For our final scene, hello there, I'm an American living in Vietnam, and I just want to say that you guys almost manslaughtered me a couple weeks ago. I was driving my motorbike through Hanoi traffic, just picture a mosh pit of rusty Transformers, with my headphones in, and my helmet must have pressed the little button on my headphones because Siri dinged on and started playing Alchemy This while I was driving. I wasn't in a position to stop my bike, so I kind of just let it happen and kept listening. When you guys got to the Fenway concession vendor sketch, I started laughing so hard I could hardly drive straight. I had to stop on a bridge to pull out my phone and shut down the podcast. The drivers behind me were less than thrilled. If you're wondering why I have my headphones in the first place, traffic here is just so loud. I always keep some kind of earplugs in so I don't go deaf before I'm 30. Anyways, my job is to teach U.S. history and government to Vietnamese teenagers. It's been a tough year for the job, as it seems like I'm teaching about all sorts of governmental norms and structures precisely as they break down. I was teaching about the INF Treaty the week after it expired. We were going through the Supreme Court's nonpartisan functions during the Kavanaugh hearings.
Oh, my gosh.
And kids kept asking about Little Rocket Man during the Korean War section, so on and so forth.
Crazy.
For a scene suggestion, I was hoping you guys could do a situation where an authority is teaching precisely the wrong subject at precisely the wrong time. Maybe a news anchor delivering live updates on a crime that he clearly just got back from committing. Thanks for all the laughs. I'm pretty sure I actually have told everyone I've ever met to listen and subscribe. Trent Aww. H.
Is the teacher going to show up or...
I don't know.
I'm sorry I'm late. Let's just quick first start with attendance. Is everybody here?
Yeah, this is everybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mitch is out. He's got the flu.
Yeah, okay. Mitch is in here, but everybody else is here.
Carol's out.
Oh, yeah, Carol's gone, too.
Oh, yeah, Carol and Mitch aren't here, but everybody else is here.
Why don't you just go through roll call?
The truth is I don't even know who these names associate with anyway, so the best bet I have is your guys' word to say that you're telling the truth. So you're saying Mitch and Sarah?
No, Carol's here.
Carol's here.
Just but Mitch is still gone.
Let me cover for her.
I don't want her to get marked absent.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, Mitch is here too.
Mitch is here too.
Then. Yeah, he's here. Everyone's here.
Okay, well, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, you seem a little off balance.
Yeah, fair
off
question.
Off balance?
Yeah. I mean, it's a fair question.
It's not a fair question.
I think it's a fair question.
Are you qualified to teach this class?
I haven't been teaching in a while.
No, but like,
I...
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you look what broken.
Broken?
You are weathered.
Weathered?
Listen. Don't repeat what we're saying. What is going on?
Your shirt's on crooked. Your mustache is half shaved off.
It's just button wrong. Let me start
back
from
the bottom.
You're
missing a tooth, and it looks bloody.
The tooth was just recent. That's recent. Let me redo this button.
Why is one of your pant legs wet all the way to the waist?
What's wrong with you?
I didn't notice that. Hold on a second. Let me, I'll just sit behind the desk. That should fix everything.
The tooth thing.
Mr.
Still...
Teacher, sir.
You must be Mitch.
Yes, sure. Okay.
All right.
That's not Mitch. Okay. That's not Mitch. That's
Eddie. Stop.
I have a question. Have you had a head injury, or are you
My bloody face look like a head injury?
A little bit.
Wait, I got a question. Are you just like a bunch of mice in a people suit?
That's ridiculous.
Trying to get around?
That wouldn't even be possible. There's no way that that's possible.
I mean, honestly, think about that. How would they all say the same thing at once, right?
How could they say
Well, maybe
say
only
anything.
Once the
yeah.
mouth.
I don't think they have the...
Okay, I gotta go. Bye-bye!
Hey, guys.
Wait. Yeah.
I think you might have been right. That might have been a bunch of mice just in a human suit.
What the?
Really? Something just scattered.
100 mice. Is that what you said? 100 mice?
Is this 206, American Pop Culture and History?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it going? Sorry about that. I'm a little late.
Wait. What, so you're the substitute teacher?
Yeah, Mr. Cranbrook.
Mr. Cranbrook.
Are you going to write that on the board?
Yeah, write it on the
Do you need
board.
Me to write that on the board? Or are you too dumb?
I'm too dumb.
Okay, I'll write it up.
I wish those mice were still
Cranbrook.
Here.
Me too.
Okay. I miss those moves.
All right, let's get to it. I'm going to do
something. You spell it like that?
Yes, with an X. All right, so let's get through roll call here.
Mitch is here, and so's Carol.
Mitch McConnell?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, he's here. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
raise your hand, Mitch.
He's
absent. Carol DeWitt?
She's here, too. She's
raise
here.
Your hand, Carol.
She had to go change her tampon.
Oh, really? Well, she should do it in the class next time. Absent.
Hey, I got a question. Yes. Mr. Cranbrook, was that what it was?
Yes.
Are you like a person, or are you just a bunch of hamsters in a person suit?
Yeah, good question.
You sure?
Yeah.
Can you prove it?
Here's a picture of me doing a human centipede. Can a hamster do that?
Whoa.
All right. Let's get
to it. I don't think you should. What is wrong with you?
All right. American pop culture and history. Okay. You left off, let's see here, with the Kardashians emerging. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kim Kardashian is president of the United States of America. All right. And she has now started a proxy war. Anybody know what that is?
It's a war that is not actually in the front of. Okay, it's so what it is there's one war that's going on.
You don't have to answer.
Oh shit, Mitch is here. Hey Mitch.
Hey Mitch.
I didn't see you get here.
I'm sorry.
Are you Mitch?
Yeah.
You didn't raise your hand.
I wasn't in the room at the time.
So you just entered this room and heard my question and decided to answer it. Why don't you know what? Here's a little piece of paper. Why don't you go to the principal's office?
I mean, I might just be a couple minutes late, but I'm a student of this class.
Yeah, you are late. So why don't you go see the principal?
All right, why were you sent over here this time?
Well, I got to...
Mitch, were you late again?
I was barely late. I mean, he just finished roll call seconds before. It was the first question I could tell by the tenacity in the room.
Mitch, it's always odd that you seem to show up real late to class, and it's starting to concern us. Is that a mouse? Jeez, how'd that get in here?
I'll get it.
All right, thank you. It's the Mrs. Johnson. She's the head of the science department. I don't want to know what she does with the mice when she gets
them. I'll tell you what I do with the mice when I get
them. I know, I told you I don't want to know.
Okay.
Well, what if I was to tell you that nightingale?
That you moonlight?
Moonlight, thank you, Principal.
That you nightingale?
Okay.
All right, come
Principal?
On. Yes.
It's me.
Yes, what is it, Mrs. Johnson?
The tenacity in the room is getting out of control. We're getting reports from multiple students. I got three texts that the tenacity of the classroom is raising.
Do you mean the temperature?
No, the tenacity. I have three texts from students caught in Mr. Cranberg's classroom. They say the tenacity is off the charts.
Mitch, you got to get to class. All your mice are falling out.
I'm trying.
Just get there, okay?
Okay.
You need to come back and get a good grade.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely. It's the first thing that's on my goal list.
All right, let's go over human words.
Okay, human words.
All right. Nightingale.
What does tenacity. That mean again? Tenacity. Can we stick on nightingale? Because I think I used it wrong earlier.
Boyce, what are you still doing in the locker room? Gym's already started.
Quick. It's important. What's nightingale mean?
I'm not sure. I just heard it. I'm only hamsters in this suit.
Shit. Do you know about tenacity?
No, I've just heard about it.
Okay.
All right. So I'm you, and you. You're on my team, and then you pick the other people for your dodgeball group.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Wait, you get three picks all at once?
Yes.
You just take the top three?
Yeah, sorry, man.
You got the three. You got the three strongest people in the class. All right, fine. I'll take the weird kid with the mice sticking out of his foot and the kid over there who's always on the treadmill.
Hey!
All right, let's do it. Oh, man, dude, there's mice coming out of your stomach, man. What the fuck? Hey, pause game. There's like mice running around.
Let me get these guys together. Okay.
What the fuck is this, man?
Pause game.
Pause the game. Nobody throw any more balls. Hold on. Let me gather myself up.
What the fuck is this?
What do you mean, what is this?
You got mice coming out of your tum-tum, and you keep rubbing them back in there.
They're not coming out of my tum-tum.
He hit you with a ball, and mice came out of your stomach, you
I'm
freak.
Poor, okay? I'm poor.
I'm poor, too.
We're all poor.
You're not rat
poor. This is
poor.
A poor school.
Okay. Well, then you should understand that sometimes you have mice in your clothes.
The game is paused, right? I can go ahead and take a swig of water from this upside-down water
we're
bottle.
Yeah, paused game.
All right, good.
Listen, please don't make a big deal out of it. I've already got body dysmorphia as it is, okay?
You wouldn't know if you had body dysmorphia.
I do, okay? When I look in the mirror, I don't
see... Do you see a boy covered in rats? Because that's reality, freak.
No, I don't see that.
All right, kids, welcome to Small Engine Repair. I, as always, am Professor Wench.
You're not a professor.
And today, I'm going to show
you're a
you...
You're high school teacher.
You're not a professor.
My first name is Professor.
Fuck you, sir!
All right. So, small engine repair, let's get to it. Here,
small dick repair.
Okay, take it easy, or I'll bust you down to JV wrestling. All right, now, as you can see on this part of the engine is where we keep all of the engine's feelings.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like, this is the part where the engine can feel scared or vulnerable or emotionally available.
Do you really know anything about cars?
You know, not as much as I know about therapy. So here is
what's
where,
going on. What the fuck's wrong with
you? I'm trying to teach you how to fix an engine, kids, and you got to learn how to do it by feeling it out. Okay, so this part of the engine is called the It's the rattler, and it's the part rattler. That rattles around.
My dad works on cars. Ain't no rattler in there.
And you know what? Everyone's got a rattler. You know, maybe dyslexia is your rattler. Yeah, okay, yeah. You got to fight that rattler, and then make it gel with the rest of the machine, which is
what are
your
you
life.
Saying?
I'm saying that the most important relationship you can have is your relationship with you and small engine repair. That's what I'm saying,
sir. Sorry to say this, but we're going to actually have to let you go.
Why is my am I teaching unorthodox?
It's not only unorthodox.
Good You're, first guess. Sorry, just overheard that.
Yeah.
Just making copies. Don't.
Well,
don't
you can't refi- you can't fire me for religious reasons.
I wasn't firing you for religious reasons.
I think if you just called my teaching style unorthodox.
Okay,
I'm not
religious.
In this. Don't look at me. Make eye contact. Okay. I'm not your ally, sir.
Listen, on a scale from 1 to 10, I know about a 2 about everything.
Okay? That's not enough.
Well, it is where I'm from.
Okay, well, where you're from, that's not enough.
Well,
okay?
I was born on a boat, so there you go.
So you were born in...
He's talking in circles.
I'm saying...
I'm sorry, I have a lot to copy. I'm going to be
I'm
here.
I'm reaching out to these kids. I'm teaching them practical life skills.
Yeah, well, guess what? When they have to build that engine and see that car go down the track,
right.
I guarantee they're going to explode, and you're going to be picking up all the pieces of those kids.
But wait, their emotional the intelligence yes. will wow. be higher. It'll be higher-minded after a car accident.
Oh,
it
great.
Happens to everyone.
So they'll be able to process their feelings as they're being just completely engulfed in flames.
Let me ask you a question. You guys ever been in a car accident?
Yes, I have.
All right. Yeah, afterwards, do you feel like, oh, well, I could just be mean to everybody and not be empathetic at all?
What? No.
No, I never felt
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
But I didn't feel like that before lesson. The car accident.
Yeah.
Engines are feelings.
Hey, students, I'm taking over as your professor. I'm a professor and not one hippo in a suit.
You look like a hippopotamus.
Yeah, I look like a hippo.
The jig is up! But I'm still going to teach you because you got to learn.
I just think schools need more funding.
Because you're a substitute teacher? Do we really have to learn anything? Can't we just watch some TV or something?
That's what I was going to do. I was going to put on Congo on VHS.
Oh, yes!
No, wait till you see it. You're not going to say that. Here it is. And if you get bored, look at the wall and watch The Wire.
The wires? The exposed wires?
No, this HBO series. Omar's the best character. You'll enjoy it.
Hey, I know you're a substitute teacher, but just so you know, Mitch and Carol are here.
Okay. I'll make a note of it. I'll carve it into my skin.
What the...
All right, children, listen up. I'm Mr. Wench. In lieu of being fired, I've been transferred here to U.S. history. Today, we're going to start with the three branches of legislature, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
The what?
Who can tell me what they know about the Nina branch of the government?
I know your name used to be Professor. What happened?
Oh!
Hey!
I got busted down to history teacher.
Nina, my dick.
I think I know what it is.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Nina is girl. It's the girl branch of the government.
That's
Carol,
correct. It is the girl branch. The Nina
Carol's
is the girl branch
that?
Of the U.S. government. All girls only. No
the
boys.
The Pinta's the bean branch.
Right.
And the Santa Maria's the religious right.
That's right. That's correct. So who can tell me how these three branches check each other's power?
The girls make sure that there's beans for the religious right.
Well, that's stupid. Anyone else?
I don't want to sound like I'm calling anyone out in class, but Mitch hasn't answered a question in this class in a long time.
Yeah, his body keeps deflating and inflating.
And there's mice all around his feet.
Guys, let's try to focus on the government instead of Mitch.
It's
Mitch,
weird.
Are you all right?
Mitch's shoes are overflowing with rat shit.
I'm sorry you've been singled out.
I'm sorry, I'm falling apart.
You do look like on the inside you're sort of a small engine that needs
like
repair.
Like we're all poor, but he's covered in rats.
I feel like I'm falling apart.
Wait, he may not be covered in rats.
All right.
Oh my God, he may... He's
what?
Shrinking.
Ew,
he's just a pile of clothes.
Oh my God.
All right, real quick, a quiz question. What branch of the U.S. government
everywhere.
Could help Mitch in this situation? What
the
branch?
Pinta. The beans.
No, I'm only going to give you half credit
Santa
for that.
Santa Maria.
Possibly if it's
Nina.
Some sort of
Nina.
Possession.
There's mice everywhere.
The Nina's girls only. They don't like guys.
The judicial branch.
Excuse me?
The judicial branch can help him.
Where? Ghost of Abraham Lincoln?
Where did you come from?
I've been in the back of the class this whole time.
Wow. The ghost of Abraham Lincoln's in the class.
How do you do? He's
better looking than I thought he would be.
No.
This is a horrible school. And you're not teaching these kids correctly.
What do you mean? I'm just teaching them about the branches of the government.
Those aren't the branches.
The Pinta, the Santa Maria.
Those aren't the branches, the judicial.
What? Bless you.
Okay.
What are the others? Okay.
Keep
I thought
going,
for a second,
Abraham Lincoln.
I know. I thought you just sneezed. What? Did you say a word?
Yes. What are you talking about?
I want to hear Abraham Lincoln tell us about the branches of government.
Yeah, you only told us two of them.
The judicial, the executive, and the congressional. I think that's the last one. I'm pretty sure. It's whatever. They're the
branch.
Well,
he said it with a lot of tenacity, so I believe him.
I believe everything Abraham Lincoln says.
I got shot in the head, and I kind of jumbled some stuff, all right?
You know what? That's a good point. The tenacity in this classroom is way too high. Way too high. Let's bring it down a notch.
I heard you nightingaled as an engine therapist.
All right. You know what? That's racist.
And that's our show. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Let's thank our alchemists. Go around. Say what we're up to. Brad Norman.
I'm the voice of Bullwinkle on The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle on Amazon Prime. I'm on Instagram at BD Norms and on Twitter at Brad and Action.
Yeah, Vanessa Raglan.
Hi. I'm enjoying life. You can go to dynastytypewriter.com to find out about the programming and the popcorn at this historic theater. Oh, wow.
The programming is great. The popcorn, even better. Yeah.
Even better.
That's right.
Yes, honey.
Mark Gagliardi.
I'm at Mark Gags on Twitter. I play monthly at the lovely Dynasty Typewriter Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. And check out Blood and Treasure now streaming on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah. James Heaney.
I'm James Heaney. You can check out therealjamesheaney.com for James Heaney type contact and the second and fourth Wednesdays at the Westside Comedy Theater. It's Bear Supply.
And if you say James Heaney six times, he will appear.
Please don't waste that.
Don't you want to guilt the audience about the reviews?
Oh, I mean, I did it at the beginning of the show.
No, but turn on the heat.
Oh, yeah, this is the time. If you're still listening, you must enjoy it because this is the rap party. Put a review out there. Give some stars and some words of reviews.
Nice. Joey Greer.
Drink more water.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's it.
Don't go to his socials, guys. Just hydrate.
Yeah. No, just hydrate, man.
That's the main thing.
If you pass out, you can't be on it. So, you know what I mean?
That's true.
That's a good
perfect
point.
Sense. I'm at Cole Stratton, at Stratton Cole or at Cole Stratton. Different social medias. Come see Pretty Pretty Pony the first Thursday of every month at 10 p.m. at the Westside Comedy Theater in sort of beautiful Santa Monica, California. let's thank our engineer, Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist, Raphael Brito. Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And of course, iHeartMedia. We all encourage you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met about the podcast, and write to us with your scene suggestions and whatever else at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This.